Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside Fire Chief Chad Smothers about the fire department. So you recently went in front of the Riverside City Council to discuss a few things regarding the fire department in Riverside. One thing that I was very curious about was the fire department cadet program. So what can you tell me about that?
So we're just kind of looking at a way to spark some interest in recruiting new members. Got the idea from the Columbus Junction Fire Department. They do kind of a junior firefighter cadet program with kids that are ages 16 to 18 to kind of get them interested in the fire EMS service. And then hopefully, you know, if that's a career path they're looking at, they can get some training and get started down that path, you know, to move on into college, into a fire science degree or paramedic program or something like that. So we're kind of looking at that, and we're going to get that started here this fall, working with Highland High School to get some kids going. Probably around somewhere around 2 to 4 kids will start initially in the program. It'll go for 2 years, and then we'll reevaluate then as far as how well the program worked or didn't work, and then if, you know, continue on into the future with it.
Have you had much interest in it so far that you've seen?
Yeah, we got 2 individuals right now that are wanting to do it, so we're probably going to look at putting 4 people on. So I've reached out to the Highland High School, obviously with it being summertime. I haven't heard back from them yet, but going to work with them as far as finding 2 more candidates. And then the Ainsworth Fire Department, since both our districts, the kids that were in our fire districts go to Highland, they're interested in doing a similar program too. So Ainsworth will probably be reaching out to the school also and looking for some kids. Kind of some of the requirements on their end would be, you know, they got to be ages 16 to 18, have good standing order with the school, good grades. They'll need to have a couple letters of recommendation from some teachers or counselors or whatever for the program.
All right. Now, you said you got this idea from the Columbus Junction Fire Department.
Yes.
How has it gone for them since they've started?
They say they've had great success in talking with them. They've been doing it for a number of years now, and they really enjoy it. They've had good turnout for it. It's really helped at calls. So, you know, they'll be responding to calls with us. They're obviously not engaging in interior structural firefighting, but they can help do outside support functions such as get equipment set up or staged, assist with rehab, things like that, carry, you know, bags and different things for us and just help out at scenes. You know, any help we can get, you know, this day and age, it just seems like volunteers are getting harder and harder to come by just because there's so many requirements by the state, whether it's firefighting or EMS related, and people are just busy with life and jobs and everything that it's just getting harder and harder to find members to commit the time to a volunteer fire and EMS department. So kind of looking at any way possible to kind of recruit or, you know, entice some new people and younger members to join and see what kind of interest there is out there.
All right. And then the city council was receptive to all this then?
Yep. So they kind of gave us the go-ahead to push forward with the program. We got obviously some paperwork and details to finalize and iron out there, but hopefully this fall we'll get the members, whoever's interested, selected and put on and get them started.
All right. Is there any kind of deadline for applications?
No, we haven't really said anything yet just because I haven't heard back from the school. So once I hear back from them and kind of how they want to be involved or if they want to be involved in it, and then we'll go from there as far as setting any deadlines or things like that. I think it'll be a good thing. That was the one thing, you know, the council thought it was, you know, a really good idea and, you know, liked the idea of, you know, there might be some kids out there that have kind of thought, you know, they're kind of that 16 to 18, they're kind of thinking, what do I do after school? You know, after I graduate, you know, this is kind of an opportunity for them to get their foot in the door and see if this is a field they'd like to pursue as a career, whether it be as a firefighter or a paramedic. Maybe it is what they want to do, or maybe they get in here for a couple years and go, you know what, that's not what I thought it was, and they pursue something else.
All right. So I'd also like to know about these trucks that you have for sale and that you're looking to buy a new truck. So what can you tell me about that?
Right now we're just looking at the possibility of selling 2 older trucks. One's a 1983 and one's a 1990. The money that we would potentially receive if there's any interest out there from someone that would want to buy them, we would use that money towards the purchase of a chassis for a new grass truck.
What sort of price estimate did you have for the new one?
Right now, we're just kind of ballparking off of the internet. Looks like just the chassis alone would cost us probably somewhere around the $40,000 to $45,000 range. And then we'd have to get a, you know, flatbed built for it and a pump and a tank, a grass firefighting skid unit. But that money is potentially going to come from our fundraisers that we host during the year, so there wouldn't be any extra tax dollars needed to be raised or anything like that to purchase it at all. The truck would be funded totally by the sale of the other two trucks and then through our fundraisers. So,
all right, where would you sell used fire trucks?
There's some websites out there, some national fire truck dealers that we used in the past when we sold a truck here last year when we purchased our new ladder truck. So we can reach out to them, or we can advertise in the Iowa Firefighters Association. So there's some different things out there. And then also the city clerk has some avenues as far as like League of Cities and things like that that they can post stuff on.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chad Smothers. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.